Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Linda Kowalczyk, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is an open letter to my friend who is always engaged. Someday you need to actually get married. Dear Lisa, calling you my friend is generous on my part. However, it's difficult to think of you as a real friend because I find your beliefs and life goals offensive. While I was a little girl swinging on the swing set, playing with trucks, and making mud pies, you were pushing around a baby doll in a carriage and thinking about the beautiful white dress you would wear on your wedding day. As we got older, I was reading Glamour while you read Brides. While I read Entrepreneur, you still read Brides. Now, as I receive catalogs for vaginal tightening apparatuses, you are still reading Brides. I have been engaged twice and married both times. You've been engaged 6 times, but have yet to walk down the church aisle in that poofy cupcake dress that you have dreamed of for decades. Let's reminisce about a few of your most noteworthy engagements that never quite made it to the altar, shall we? There was the engagement to your law school professor, who was 30 years your senior. Unfortunately, he was always too busy to go ring shopping with you, so you took it upon yourself to pick out your own engagement ring. I was unfortunate enough to get suckered into spending 3 hours in Tiffany with you, staring at rings that the love of your life couldn't be bothered to look at and wouldn't spring for anyway. Who is dumb enough to pay that much for a ring that you could get for 1/3 the price at Costco? Ultimately, when it came to the professor, you ended up buying an engagement ring for yourself. Yes, you bought your own engagement ring. I lied when I told you that the cubic zirconia ring you bought on clearance from the television shopping channel for 5 simple payments of $19.98 looked real. It didn't. No one among our friend group has a 6-carat princess cut diamond. What would make you so special? That big ring screamed fake the minute anyone laid eyes on it. I'm sorry the professor turned out to be married. Of course, he was in the wrong for lying to you. But you probably should have figured it out early on when he wouldn't spend the night at your place, he wouldn't let you set foot in his place, and he had 10 lines from a wedding band on his ring finger. No, Lisa, he did not have hypopigmentation on his ring finger due to sun exposure. I give you bonus pity points for gullibility on that one, though. My favorite failed attempt at a walk down the aisle was your most recent, the Albanian Orthodox guy. That was a good one. How did a hardcore Southern Baptist like you meet a man so devoted to his religion like him anyway? I still don't know how you got Mama and Big Daddy to give their blessing to your engagement, but they did. I guess they love you and wanted to see you happy. Your betrothed was a manager at a bank and was saddled with student loans that he was still paying on. However, he did manage to buy you an engagement ring, get down on one knee, and ask you to spend the rest of your life with him. You hated that ring, but you did want to be married. After a colossal wedding paid for by your parents, of course. So you said yes, while squinting to see a tiny aquamarine stone set on a thin gold band. Well, at least he knew what your birthstone was. That counts for something. But not much as far as you were concerned. You were with him for nearly 3 years. Then, 2 days before the wedding, you called off the engagement and broke the poor guy's heart. Your reason? He had a nub on his foot that looked like a six toe. You couldn't get past that. You could not look beyond a nub, but you looked beyond everything else that bothered you. An engagement ring that you hated, his religion that you didn't understand, and his inability to support you financially in the way to which you had become accustomed. None of that mattered to you, but the nubby accumulation of tissue on his foot was the deal breaker. Had you not known about the nub? Where had the nub been hiding all this time? Had you never seen his bare foot prior 2 days before the wedding? Lisa, you have something wrong with you, and I'm going to tell you what it is. You are in love with being engaged. You love the courtship and the excitement that leads up to the proposal. You love ring shopping and dressing up in big white wedding dresses. You love inconveniencing your friends by asking them to be bridesmaids. You love receiving expensive bridal shower gifts and being the center of attention. But most of all, you love fantasizing about the perfect life with a man that you haven't cared enough to make an effort to know deeply. You can't go from guy to guy until you score a piece of jewelry, plan a big party, and then bail only to do it all over again. You can't blame the failure of your relationships on things like extra toes. You can't keep up the charade forever. Everyone is tired of playing the same old game with you, and no one is interested in seeing you dress up like a giant cupcake in a puffy white dress. This whole act of yours has run its course. Your time is up. We all see why you never go through with your wedding. Once the wedding is over, so is the fun. When the clock strikes midnight, Cinderella transforms into a wife. And life looks different when you turn into wifey. There is no magical transformation that happens when you become a wife. No fat, glossy magazine called Wives shows up in your mailbox that you can refer to for guidance. There are no specialty stores that sell beautiful clothes that you get to wear when you are a wife. No one does your makeup and hands you a bouquet when you are a wife. No one claps and cheers when you walk in the room when you are a wife. It's hard to feel beautiful when you are a wife. When you are a wife, you get accused of nagging regularly, and you rarely get a simple thank you for doing the same tasks for your household day after day. There is no glory in being a wife. It is an underappreciated job with few benefits. Everyone wants to be a bride, but who in their right mind wants to be a wife? I hate to break it to you, Lisa, but the whole point of an engagement is to turn into a wife. That's the unfortunate and anticlimactic prize. If you don't like it, quit playing the game. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.